Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good, what is today, Thursday already?
Yeah.
Dang.
It's already Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I know the week goes differently for everybody.
Yeah, it does.
But man, this one has flown by for me.
Me too.
My goodness.
I could have sworn it was Tuesday this morning.
But then again, Tuesday. I've been busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest, so did I tell you?
Is that person actually busy? Because if they're using the one, aren't they spending more time on the ground?
Unless they can pull off that Karate Kid move from 1984.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Weird idiom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Anyway, sorry, you were saying.
Oh, did I tell you, I had breakfast with Coach Odom yesterday morning. We had lovely breakfast.
I love that you still get together with your coach. It makes me happy.
Yeah, it was very nice. 8 in 10 Americans said they plan to charge holiday gifts this year.
Charge. Like on a credit card. Got it.
Correct. According to a new survey, 8 in 10 Americans say they plan to use credit cards to pay for holiday gifts. 30% say they will use buy now, pay later.
Ooh, it's the new layaway, Scott.
Is that dangerous territory to walk in?
Well, it's the reverse layaway, right? With layaway, didn't you pay it up? You paid for months you got the product.
So with layaway, they would set it aside.
Right.
At Kmart, because that's how we did Christmas.
So buy now, pay later is for the folks now who can't get a credit card because their credit score is so in the dumps, probably because they had bad credit in the past, or if you're like me, you've never had credit. And you can't afford something.
Boy, we've really got to get you some credit, buddy.
That buy now, pay later also applies to so many of the online type of products that you will see on Facebook and other social media.
Not even that. I'll buy something on Amazon and they'll say, would you like to buy now, pay later? And I'm like, it's $12.
Yeah, right. So that's one of the major issues right now with young kids that are hitting 18 years old and going to be on their own. Is parents have no idea it's happening because they're doing it through their cell phones, but they hit 18 and the parents realize, oh my God, my kid has $10,000 in buy now, pay later debt. What were they doing? And the kid's like, I'm buying Chipotle.
Jeans and Chipotle.
What do you mean you get rejected for credit cards?
I've been rejected thrice now for credit cards.
I would go directly to your bank, Sam, and ask them, what do you suggest for I have to establish credit.
All three of which, by the way, were entry-level zero credit cards. And I'm like, there's no more entry-level options. God. Yeah, so. No, you're right, though. I do just need to go through the bank.
But. Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I remember the first time I ever got a credit card. It was my sophomore year. I had just arrived in Lawrence. And like vultures.
They just gave them out with a free T-shirt.
That's exactly right. Well, and they, like vultures, they were parked out front of the student union. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting my first credit card I didn't know anything
about
credit cards or credit or anything like that. I was
The interest rates.
Right. And I'll get to that in a second here, Dan. But, you know, I had wonderful parents and who taught me a lot about the ropes of life.
Yeah.
The one thing they didn't teach me about was credit cards and credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember rolling up to Lawrence in the fall of 1990, and I'm walking past the student union, and here is this Visa table, and they're giving away a Jayhawk T-shirt. I didn't have one yet. I wanted one real bad. And all I had to do was sign up for their stupid credit card, right? 20% interest.
Ooh.
Scott, I was in line behind you. I got the same card. It had a Jayhawk on it.
I didn't even know if 20% interest was good or bad. And so I didn't use it a lot.
Oh, I did.
But I would use it from I would use it from time to time.
That's where the similarities are going to end between you and I.
And I was so young, so naive, so dumb that I remember I would get my Visa credit card bill every month, and it would say, you know, that I had, let's say, $250 on my account, on my balance.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And the minimum payment was $15.
Yeah. Oh, I can just spend $15. I'm good to go.
So I would spend $15.
And then spend $20.
The next month, the bill would arrive. And not now I didn't owe $250. I owe $255.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
And it's only worse now because of the digital age and the digital cards and everything being basically what we grew up with the sci-fi credits. It's not really money. It's just credits, like in sci-fi movies and such.
Yeah.
And it's even worse now.
I remember breaking down in tears in front of my grandma and grandpa. And I knew it was bad. I didn't know how bad. Whatever the limit was on that card.
You had reached it?
I had reached it.
There's a limit? What do you mean?
Yeah. Back then, they did have a limit on the KU card.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot either.
And they sat me down and they said, do you understand how this works now?
Mm-mm.
And I said, yes, I go out and I have a good time and then I get this bill and they're yelling at me because I can't pay it.
What doesn't make sense to me, though, is that I watch some of these like finance advice podcasts where mm-hmm. they sit people down who have like $15,000 in credit card debt and basically just yell at them for an hour about how stupid they are. For whatever reason, I find them entertaining. These people have never had a job. They're 30 and have $15,000 in credit card debt.
And you can't get a credit card.
I've been working for 12 years. I've never owed anybody a dollar. I've paid everything up front. I paid for college up front.
You are the lowest risk person with respect to credit that I think I've ever met.
We don't want to give you a credit card because you pay all your bills.
My grandparents said to me real quick, Scott, they said, we've talked about this between us, and we would like to offer you a solution. We would like to pay off that credit card. We will pay them directly. We're going to pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
We would like you to destroy it. And we will chalk this up as a very expensive lesson learned.
How much interest did they charge you?
And I got
it's got to be 20%.
I paid them, you know, probably $20 back, Dan. They weren't in it for the money. They wanted me to learn mm-hmm. the lesson. And my grandfather, the farmer, never paid for anything. He was Sam. If he had cash, he paid for it. If he didn't, they didn't go on fancy trips. And so they said, if you get rid of the card, you don't go down this road again. We're going to bail you out. Everyone has to learn this lesson. And I took scissors in front of them right there. I cut it up and I said, I will never do it again.
So Sam, what you need to do, and I don't give advice, but if I did, you need to get yourself, even if it's a high interest credit card, okay? Go out, get a card, rack up a couple of things, just a couple. Don't pay it all off at the end of 1 month, but make sure it's within reason what you can afford to pay off.
Right.
Right. So let's say you rack up $150 in 1 month, pay off $125, and carry $25 worth of debt into the next month.
Yeah.
Tricking the system.
Making it think that, you know, I can make payments. And then next month, rack up another $100. So now you have $125 on the mm-hmm. card. Pay off $120.
I applied for the highest possible interest credit card I could apply for and was denied.
Are you sure you're not in witness protection something and you're telling?
It's his prison record
Is it in your past?
My first one was a Home Depot card. Denied. Second, I was like, Discover It. I've heard great things about that. Denied. And then the third one, I was like, what is a credit card that I can get if I've never had credit?
What's in your wallet?
And I literally Googled the highest interest credit card that they have. It had a fee to enter. I was offering to pay them money to get me a dang card. And they were like, nah, we're good.
Oh, Sam.
Your bank should be able to help you out.
You know what? I'll hook you up with my friends at UMB. Shameless plug. When we get back, the verdict is in. The teacher in the lawsuit against the principal.
She wanted $40 million.
Who failed to stop a six-year-old who shot her. By the way, was told four times this principal that a six-year-old has a gun. Six-year-old has a gun. We've seen the gun. A kid on the playground saw the gun. The verdict is in. When we get back, we will tell you what a jury has awarded that teacher.
913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.